right, so when it comes to delusional comments, you know, we've heard from Joe Scarborough, who is obviously not in touch with reality, though he may be in touch with his feminine side, which we're proud of him for that. Adam Schiff clearly has no real relationship with the truth and what's really going on. But on any given Thursday, nobody can be more delusional than Nancy Pelosi, I've decided. I arrived at this conclusion yesterday, having listened to Nancy Pelosi celebrate. And what was she celebrating? Well, you have to hear this to truly appreciate how far gone she is. It's Bite 3 with Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about it on the other side. Go.
200 days ago, the most dynamic and diverse House majority in history took the oath of office and then got to work. Today, on the steps of the Capitol, we celebrate the extraordinary progress that our historic majority, led by so many outstanding freshmen, has advanced. The American people elected a House majority that would be for the people, ensuring government works for the people's interest, not the special interest.
Progress? For the people? We got to work? On what, Nancy? What did you get to work on? Attacking the president? Holding more pointless hearings? Calling Bob Mueller out of retirement to embarrass him and ruin his reputation for the rest of his days? Is that what you've accomplished? Well done. Or is it the mob squad? The mob squad. The four destroyers from the freshman class, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and, of course, Rashida Tlaib. The mob squad. They used to be the mob squad when I grew up, but now they're just the mob squad. They come in, mob rules, they take over. By the way, the resignation of the governor in Puerto Rico, according to the mob squad leader, AOC, that's just step one in decolonization of Puerto Rico. I mean, what is the color of the world in her mind? I mean, it's decolonization. Everything's evil. Everything's bad. America's the root of all evil. Please get it together. Oh, and by the way, here's a lovely exchange. I do enjoy this one. I'm going to jump ahead to the president. The reason being is the president stops. And again, I go to the delusional nature of the reporters in many of the newsrooms in America. We all witnessed Bob Mueller's full-on collapse, his long, rambling, incoherent comments to the House Judiciary Committee, to the House Intelligence Committee, his continuous ability to be lost in what was allegedly his report that he clearly had no familiarity with, correcting himself over and over again, and pointing out in clarity at the beginning of hearing number two that a comment that he made to Ted Lieu in hearing number one was that, no, they didn't reach a conclusion on obstruction of justice because they didn't have the evidence. Not because of some rule. Not because of some rule that the president cannot be indicted, but because there was no evidence. And yet, yesterday, here came the reporters. Do you think you could be indicted after you're president? Could you still face charges? Really? This is what you're going with after Bob Mueller corrected that? Not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time through this entire process. He has corrected that comment. It's crystal clear there was not enough evidence for obstructive justice. And how do you obstruct a crime that didn't exist in the first place? We'll get back to that. But go to President Trump. He was a little ruffled, to say the least. It's bite number seven. The president heading for Marine One. You'll hear the helicopter, but listen to his response. Go.
So WikiLeaks is a hoax just like everything else. And all of those problems having to do with crime were the biggest hoax of all. It was a witch hunt, a total witch hunt. And when you saw Robert Mueller's statement, the earlier statement, and then he did a recap, he did a correction later on in the afternoon. And you know what that correction was. And you still ask the question. You know why? Because you're fake news, and you're one of the most. And let me just tell you, the fact that you even asked that question, you're fake news. Because you know what? He totally corrected himself in the afternoon, and you know that just as well as anybody. No, no, a very dumb and very unfair question. Because if you look at his correction, he took that totally out of play. He made his decision based on the facts, not based on some rule. So you shouldn't even ask that question because you know it's a phony.
Because you know it's a phony. You shouldn't even ask that question. I agree. That was taken out of play. But hey, the first question from Haley Jackson, NBC News. The second one, I don't know who that guy is. Doesn't matter. Statute of limitations. Could you be indicted? And so on and so forth. Bob Mueller corrected himself. Again, his report is clear. It wasn't a decision based on the rule. It was a decision based on the fact that there's no evidence for obstruction of justice. They could not establish a crime. Instead of being honest about it and leaving all of that out, the 100 pages of speculation and insinuation, Bob Mueller's team, not Bob Mueller, he'd never seen this report before, but Weissman, Andrew Weissman, and his team put that in there. Quick break. We'll be right back. Oh, excuse me, I'm a minute ahead. So, anyhow, Weissman put it in there, and his team put it in there. The Democrats that were out to get the president put it in there. And even their efforts over 22 months with $25 to $30 million spent and all of the subpoenas and all of the witnesses and all of the interviews and all of the backroom dirty deals, they still couldn't come up with something to hang on Donald Trump. What does that tell you? Unlimited resources from the government, unlimited time resources, and people that did not like him at every level in that investigation, unable to come up with something tangible to hang around his neck. What else do you need to know? Oh, you need to know it's Friday. It's 108 degrees in Paris, but the world's still not coming to an end. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back right after this.